Welcome to the Webster Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is COS software offerings getting products from the Internet. Today's presenter is Gregory Day. Greg has worked for IBM for over 20 years, all in the area of COS installation, packaging, and deployment of products and service. He is currently responsible for simplifying the installation, migration, and deployment of COS software. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Greg.
Thank you, Joseph, and welcome everybody. Before I start, I'd like to acknowledge that some of this information I've gotten from Lucy Miller, who happens to be the IT architect in charge of customized offering management, and she was one of the lead architects in creating Internet delivery for products and service. So I thank Lucy, and Joseph, why don't you go to the next chart. In February, I presented a SMPE function on how to get service from the Internet, and we got a couple of emails that requested information. Well, this was good, but how do you get products from the Internet? So what I'm going to cover today is a brief overview of the way we offer products today from IBM, product software upgrades, system replace offerings, as well as for ZOS, we have some web deliverables, and I'll describe how their packaging is a little bit different than product. And then the focus of the presentation will be on electronic delivery, starting with a big picture, then go into how to do the actual download, some of the requirements, talk about some extra considerations, how much time it takes, what kind of security you're going to need. And then we'll give you a little how to use Shop C-Series to actually do electronic download. Okay? In the backup material, there's a lot of information on ordering products. For anybody not familiar with ordering products using Shop C-Series, you can follow along after you get the PDF looking at the screenshots so you can see how to order products using Shop C-Series. Joseph, next chart, please. So first we'll start off with software offerings. We'll talk about the product offerings, system replace offerings, and web deliverables. I gave you a couple of places where you can find out more information. The Planning for Installation Manual for ZOS has a big description on all these different types of offerings. Next chart, Joseph. We'll talk about the product offerings first. What I mean by a product offering is you already have a system and you want to get either a new product or you want to get an upgrade up to an existing product that you have, but you don't want to replace the rest of the products that you already have installed. So here you want to use typically SMPE to install the new product either in its own environment or replacing the existing product. So we have a custom built product delivery offering, or CBPDO, and that's entitled, it's free. It consists of any number of products that you order from a checklist. They're packaged in SMP format, and you use SMP to install the product. A product pack is a similar thing. It's a feed deliverable, though, where IBM does some extra customization for you, and it will ensure that when you do an apply check, that the apply check will actually work. So IBM will create a custom environment based on your SMP environment that you sent to IBM. Then IBM will verify and customize sample jobs so you can actually do a receive and apply. Next chart, Joseph, chart 5. The system replace offerings, again, there's an entitled version and a fee-based offering. The entitled version is something called a server pack. It's been around since OS 390 came into existence. The system replace for our server pack package consists of products, again, that you order from a checklist. You have to order based on the SMPE SREL, either DB2, IMS, KIX, NCP, or WebSphere, or ZOS. You can actually even order WebSphere with ZOS if you want to have them in the same deliverable. IBM performs the SMP installation steps and some of the post-installation steps and provides you some customization jobs so that you can have things in a more usable state when you're done with the install. The big advantage of a server pack is that you don't have to do the SMP work. You don't have to worry about out-of-space conditions. IBM does all that work for you, does the installation, gets the code into the libraries, and provides you a dialog so that you can customize the dataset names, where they're placed, where they're cataloged, how they're cataloged. So you can do all that through the server pack dialog. It basically takes a install process for ZOS and the number of products that you will order can order with ZOS, and takes it from a couple of week process to a day or two process in order to get things installed. Similarly for DB2 and WebSphere and other software group products, you can order them in a server pack as well. They tend not to take as long to install initially, but again, you can get things and have them IBM do the SMP work for you. You still have to do some of the customization work when you're done. A system pack starts as a server pack as its base, if you can think of it that way, and it does some additional customization and tailoring. Sometimes you provide additional inputs, such as your IODF and input configurations, and some of the input is then preserved in the system that you get back. There's additional customization, so more functions and features are enabled in the resulting system that you get as when you lay down a system pack. The other big difference is that you can actually get a single system pack that contains both ZOS, DB2, WebSphere, TIX, and IMS all in the same system pack. Okay, Joseph, why don't we go on to chart 6? The server pack has two different types of installation paths. One is a full system replace, one is a software upgrade. The full system replace was the default path, and it's the more common path that most people take. And what this is it lays down a whole new system. You get even new page data sets. You even get new spool volumes initialized. And in essence, what you create is a sandbox environment that we know IPLs because we had IPL'd it before we even sent it to you. So the full system replace is a complete environment set up with a set of jobs to help you create that sandbox environment. A software upgrade allows you to create and just replace the executables, if you will. So you can replace the target libraries, the distribution libraries, and the SMP environment, but we're not going to recreate all the different page and SMS and operational data sets that you might need to customize, and we're not going to provide parameters other than those parameters that are supported by SMPE. So when you get a server pack and do a software upgrade, you're getting, in essence, just the new what you would have gotten if you did the SMP work yourself. Okay, chart 7, Joseph. Just like server pack has two flavors, system pack has, you could say, 2.5 flavors. It has a volume dump, and this is the most common way that you can get a system pack. A system pack, a full volume dump, you just restore the volumes and you're ready to go. When we do a test here for system pack, we're ready to, from starting from bare metal to having a full system up, we were able to do that inside of 2 hours. So you can have a system ready to go relatively quickly. The dump by data set actually uses the same dialogues that server pack uses, the custom pack installation dialogues. So therefore, with a ZOS server pack, you could actually do a full install, or you could choose to do a software upgrade install. But again, it's more common for people to do a full volume dump restore of a system pack. Again, the system pack, you can select elements from a order checklist, and the software comes pre-installed. And a system pack is probably the way you can get a system up the fastest if you want to start with a brand new system. You can find more information on the system pack website. Joseph, next chart. Okay, so continuing on slide 8 is a summary chart of all the different, some major aspects of a comparison of the product deliverables, whether they're fee or free. And you can see that CBPDO and server pack are free. The system pack is a fee deliverable. Whether you can order them through the web, and everything can be ordered through Shop C Series. whether electronic delivery, and you'll see that it's all highlighted that electronic delivery is available for all the different types of offerings, which is why we're going to talk about it today. They all are also offered in tape. Hopefully at the end of this presentation, you'll all be convinced that electronic delivery is the way to go, because it's probably easier and faster for you. Can you order multiple products? And again, server pack and CBPDO have a checklist, and you can order within one SRL at a time. System pack, you can order anything in any of the SRLs in the same system pack. The formats are a little bit different. The install processes are a little bit different. The install documentation is a little different. But in general, at the end of any one of these, you'll have the product installed and you will have been able to get it electronically. Slide 9 will take a slight diversion before we get into the actual electronic download. For ZOS, we have a number of other web deliverables that are not technically products, so you can't order them. What we define as a web deliverable is, you can have it in either an SMP format or non-SMP format. For the sake of this presentation, I'm only talking about the SMP package web deliverables. They're available for ZOS at a ZOS download site. You need to have an IBM ID. You log on, you agree to the terms and conditions, then you're able to download it. And all of the SMP package web deliverables have two files, a README file that contains some JCL for you to execute, and a PAX file, which you'll have to upload to the host, unpax, and then you can actually install it. The key difference between these web deliverables and a real product is, one, you don't order them, but because you don't order them, we don't ship you any service with them. You have to place a service order for these FMIDs after you have the product installed. On chart 10 is the install steps for the web deliverable itself, and they're just slightly different. You allocate a HFS or ZFS file system, you download the parts, and then you look at the readme.txt. It will have some JCL in order for you to be able to process it. You obtain any service that you're going to need. It comes with a program directory, so you can read the program directory. And then you can run the SMP receive apply steps in order to actually install the product. On slide 11 is a comparison between the CBPDO, which is probably the closest thing to a web deliverable, and the actual web deliverable. And you could see that the biggest difference is there's no tape delivery for a ZOS web deliverable. Obviously, they're only available on the web. If you need tape, you can, on exception, contact, and we can potentially provide you a tape of the web deliverable. There's not multiple products. You'll download one web deliverable at a time. The format, as it showed before, was a PAX format that unwinds into an SMP format. So you unpack it, then you do receive, apply, accept. There's a sample job provided for that. And again, one of the big differences is that service is not integrated. And the other big difference that I mentioned but not on the chart is that you can order products through CBPDO, and web deliverables are not technically orderable. Okay. So hopefully that gave you a good brief overview of all the different types of offerings that we provide software for, and whether it's a ZOS product or a Kix product or a DB2 product or a WebSphere, all products are ordered the same way. Okay, if you jump to slide 12, we'll talk about what we really came here for this morning, to talk about electronic delivery. We'll talk about a little bit on, as I said, an overview of what the flow is like, how you can download software, and then we'll go into some of the details. Again, there's required reading and optional reading that you can find additional information on. If you look at slide 13, it has a number of different places that you can find additional information. The ZOS Hot Topics newsletter has had numerous articles on electronic distribution, most of them by Lucy, so you're getting it right from the architect. On slide 14, we'll start looking at the actual big picture. Now, I tried to in the PowerPoint presentation show it using animation, so it actually would show a flow. Unfortunately, the e-meeting procedures do not enable us to do electronic flow, so take my word for it, it's spectacular, and it shows you the actual flow of how you would do the entire process. You'd first order products, an offering, through Shop C Series, and then what will happen is you'll get an email notification that your order has been manufactured and you're able to then download it. Okay, the order will be residing on the IBM server and you'll have 2 weeks to download your order once it's been manufactured. Okay, you can, for CBPDO orders, you can run a customized receive job and it will receive the information into the S&P NTS and it will be able to download the package as part of the receive process. Server packs have a similar receive job that downloads things to a file system. Now you'll see this NTS or download file system in the upper right hand corner. This is a HFS or ZFS file system. It can be a single volume, you can have it span volumes. If it's spanning volumes, it needs to be SMS managed. But it does need to be a file system. The reason that it's a file system is we want to make sure that the information will be consistent as we do different network distributions, no matter what platform we're receiving information from. If you want it, you could also download it to your workstation using Download Director, and from Download Director, it will be able to then either use FMB or some remote mount network mounting capabilities, or you could actually transfer it to the ZOS host system, where again, the server pack dialogs can be used to install a server pack, or a receive from NTS job could be used to receive it from the actual NTS. Server pack has a restore job that will then take it from the NTS file system and download to your new target system as if you were doing a dialogue similar to from tape. If you're using a CBPDO, information will go into the PTS and the S&P T-Libs as you do a normal receive. Okay, so that's the big picture flow. It shows how things go from end to end. Okay, on slide 15, as shown on the prior chart, there's just kind of words for some of the pictures. There are two different ways that you can download software, either direct to host or store and forward. Store and forward goes to a workstation or middle tier and then goes to the host. When you do store and forward, you could, for server pack, use the server option and the workstation as an FTP server, or you could actually just upload it to the host and point it to a file system. That tends to somewhat be easier. And if you're using network-attached file systems, you can then have the file system initially downloaded to the host, but it looks like it's on the workstation. Direct-to-host is where you're telling either the server pack dialogs or the S&P receive job to go out to the IBM server and have information like a user ID, password, and some other hashing information and be able to download the package. So server pack uses a utility called Jim get package, and S&P uses the actual receive command. Slide 16, Joseph. What we'll show now is some of the steps that you would do if you were doing direct to host, which is my preferred way of downloading software, because then you have it right on the host, and obviously within IBM we don't have restrictions that prevent us from receiving things directly to the host. So the steps would be to order software using Shop G Series. One of the last steps in Shop Z Series, it asks you for what media do you want to use, and you'd specify internet. You'd wait or ask for status on your order until you get confirmation that your order has been manufactured. You'd get the order ready for download email, and then you'd have to download the order within 14 days. And the same is true for PDO, or as it is for server pack. And recently we added the capability for our feed deliverables to be downloaded over the internet as well. Chart 17, Justin? On track 17 is the second step of the download to host. You go to the download page using the link. You get the FTP server name, FTP user ID, password, source directory, hash value, and you plug it into the appropriate places in the job. And there's an example on that later. But that second step is really to, in essence, cut and paste information from the email into information so you could actually do the download. Chart 18, please. Okay. So then, well, actually, for SMP, you'd edit and submit the received from network job to start the download process. It would actually go to the server, get the information, load it back into the SMP NTS. It would unzip the package and store it into the SMP PTS or SMP TLIDE and store the information in the global zone. So this is similar to the receive order command. This was here first, and it allowed you to receive packages from the internet. You can actually receive service packages as well as product packages using the receive from network command. Chart 19, please, Jessica. For server pack, the receive job that you get, you'd actually be able to download the server pack information, the dialog information, from electronically. Once you download the dialog information, you would exit the dialog, submit the receive job, and once that receive job is done, you could actually start doing customization information while it continues to download the rest of your order. Okay, chart 20, please. Okay, the service pack, again, you get to notify that the dialog is done. You'd reinvoke the dialog. You create and work with the new configuration while the download begins. So this is kind of one of the ways you could save time is you don't have to wait for delivery, so physical delivery. So you can, as soon as you're notified, you can start your download. But beyond that, while your order is being downloaded, you actually can start doing modify system layout and do your configuration while the order is being downloaded, so you're actually multitasking as part of the download procedures. Chart 21, please. So those are the steps for doing direct to host. To do the store and forward model, again, you'd start with going to the Shop C Series download page and click download to your workstation using Download Director. Chart 22, please, Joseph. And then you have the ability, if you want to use your workstation as an FTP server, for server pack, you could choose the server option within the server pack dialog, specify the information that you could store in the email note, and put that into the server pack dialog. And from there, it's the same as if you did direct to host. For CBPDO, you'd specify the same information inside of the receive from network job. Okay, chart 23. Here you would then transfer, the next thing would be actually do the transfer. So you transfer the packages using any transfer method you want to the ZOS system. We use FTP if we try this method. Some people in my department use SMB, so it's actually a host-mounted file system that just looks like it's on a workstation. You can use that. This method would just transfer the information into a file system on the host where you can then start processing it from the file system on the host. Okay, so chart 24. For server pack, in the dialogs, there's an option to say that you actually want to do the download or do the install from a file system instead of from a server or from the network. So you have the ability to then point to the host file system, either the HFS or ZFS, what directories you point it to, and you're able to install the order. For CBPDO, you do a receive from NTS because you would have put it into the NTS file system, and you just need to have a DD card that points to whatever file system you're pointing at. chart 25. So that was, in a big picture, a rush through a little bit of what it takes to actually do a download of software. Before we go into the actual jobs, what they look like, and sample, first talk about a little bit about the software requirements. When we first introduced electronic delivery, not everybody had a lot of the software requirements. By now, everybody should have. If you're running a supported ZOS operating system, you should have most of the requirements. We'll go through each of them. They're all documented in the Planning for Installation manual for ZOS. So even if you're ordering an electronically delivered WebSphere, the software requirements for electronic are documented in the Planning for Installation manual. They may be documented elsewhere, but they're always documented in the Planning for Installation manual. The software requirements for server pack or CBPDO, from a host, you need a supported level of SMPE. Here is where initially you needed to have PTFs on old levels of SMPE. Any supported level of SMPE will work just fine. You have the ability to either use the ICSF hardware, the encryption hardware, to do SHA-1 hashing, or you can let Java do the hashing in software. So initially you needed to have the ICSF hardware and software set up. That's no longer the case. You either need to have ICSF hardware set up and the ICSF software set up on that LPAR, or you could just use Java Edition 1.4 with a certain PTF level that's documented. Obviously, if you use the ICSF software, it's going to be faster because you're using the hardware to do the SHA-1 checking. If you're using Java, it's going to take slightly longer, not appreciably. For server pack, the dialog level, you'll need to check there's a certain level, and there's a chart later that shows you how you can see that it's at the right level. You may have some firewall definitions that you need to work through to make sure that you have firewall specifications. These are similar to the firewall specifications that you needed for the receive order command that I talked about back in February. On the workstation, if you're using store and forward, you need to have something that's capable of using Download Director, the right browser levels, the right Java levels. Their information on that is at the Shop C Series website. You also need to make sure you have the capabilities to upload, and you also need to make sure you have enough storage to store things. And if you want to download documentation and CDs in addition to the actual software, you might need to have the right capabilities to process the CDs. Okay. Next chart, please, Joseph, chart 26. The hardware requirements, if you're using ICSF, you just need to enable the LPAR that you're running on for the ICSF capabilities. These come on all the current processors that are available. If you don't have ICSF set up, can still use Java 2, the technology edition 1.4 or higher. SMP doesn't need 64-bit, so the 31-bit is just fine, and you need that to have SMP Java classes. Obviously, you'll need enough disk space for the file system to twice the size of the compressed order. You need enough workstation hard drive space, as I said before, and then you actually need the target system space in the new product library, so don't forget about that space as well. So chart 27, some of the security definitions, again, just harping that you may have heard in the past that you needed to have ICSF enabled. Now that's optional, but it has improved performance. We do SHA-1 hashing to make sure that the package hasn't been damaged or changed during transport. So we want to make sure that the package is complete when we do the install. You must log on to Shop Z-Series. The person who ordered the software needs to log on to it to get the information about the download, and the order will only remain on the IBM server for 14 days. Currently, we do not accept secure FTP connections. This is something we're looking at in the future. I'm not promising that it will come in the future, but it is something we're looking at. Chart 28. here's where another case where my animation might have helped, cause, or at least it made me think that I had a sense of humor. Because in the animation, the internal test of how long things took to download showed that the smaller order took somewhere around 3.5 hours, the medium order took about 4 hours, and the large order didn't show up on the chart when I was presenting it because it took over 11 hours. Now, we have people here that order like WebSphere, Java, XML, ZOS, number of monitoring products, number of tools, all in the same order. So our large order tends to be fairly large. Your orders, if you're ordering a typical ZOS order, is probably more in the medium category. So if you're trying to figure out how long these things take to download, it's not instantaneous, but you potentially do want to think that it's not unruly to have a 4-hour download for a server pack. Now, PDO downloads are much quicker. I typically download those in less than, 20 minutes to a half hour. But it depends how much service comes with your order, and if you're ordering something like ZOS in a server pack, that could be fairly large. So, obviously, how long it takes to download an order depends on what's in the order and the type of connectivity. Typically a server pack or a system pack, you're not going to want to download over a phone line. We do have in Download Director in particular, and even in server pack, there are multiple different packages, so if you need to do a restart, you have the ability to restart from the last package that's being processed. Okay? Again, it's restartable based on the failing file. Chart 29. Starting this year, we're going to break up the larger orders, the server pack orders, into 500 megabit segments to make it easier to transfer and to make it easier to restart. So for people who have slower bandwidth, that should be more acceptable, or for anyone who can't handle a large file in their network. So that's coming in September, and it will be available when ZOS Release 11 becomes available, but you could use it when you're ordering a DB2 server pack just as well. Slide 30. The download instructions that come from Shop G-Series, they notify you when your order is ready. In Shop G-Series, there's a My Orders tab. You can click on that to see notification, and it will have the email identification. There are download pages for server pack to download to the workstation or download directly to host. There's how to do the CD or DVD downloads as well. And for CDPDO, it's basically a receive from network job that's provided as a customized README file. Slide 31. So on slide 31, this shows the Shop C Series My Orders file. You'll see that in this case, this was a sample that Lucy Miller actually ran. So these are her orders. It showed that she had a number of different orders. It shows you the customer number, shows you the order number, and it shows you the status kind of in the right-hand side of the table. And you can see that there are some that are ready to, the first one that has the blue arrow shows that it's ready to download. The yellow or orange arrow shows that it's still in manufacturing. So if we clicked on the ready to download, you'd then get the download instructions. On slide 32, what you'd see is, again, this was Lucy's order. So on Lucy's order, you could see that it tells information about her order. It tells IBM order number, the Shop G-Series reference number, has her customer number. It will tell you that the order will be on the server until a certain date. And so that date, again, is 14 days after she placed her, or the order was done being manufactured. So it's key that you understand that you have 14 days to download your order. Typically, if I'm reading this note, I'm going to process the order that same day. On slide 33, If you go to the download page, you'll see that there's an order packing list. You'll see that there's some information preparing to install your order. There's install documentation. There's information on how to go directly to host. There's information on how to use Download Director to go to your workstation. There's information if you want to download CDs and DVDs, as well as any other publications that you might need to download. So each one is a separate thing that has separate instructions. You can click on them, and it will take you to the actual instructions. If we go to chart 34, you'll see what it looks like if you clicked on the direct-to-host information. So this will give you the information that's in the direct-to-host, and that's coming in a future slide. It will show you the information that you have to put into the receive processing. These things are real small, but you get to see them. And then you have, again, the ability to install a server pack using electronic delivery or migrate the dialogues. And if you're running old levels of dialogues, you might have to migrate your dialogues to make sure that they're ready to process an electronic order. On slide 35 is a similar but different secondary page to take you to a download to a workstation. Again, you'll have the information on how to do the download for your workstation, some of the server pack information to download directly to your workstation, and then you'll see, again, information if you need to download the dialogues, the similar information about the receive job to download the server pack dialogues or migrate your dialogues. Okay, on slide 36. So you'll see that there's also the ability to get additional publications, and you can either order them or download them. So you can process those and identify what other publications that you might want to download. Okay, on slide 37, you'll see that there are publications, and you may get an informational message that says there were undelivered publications, and if you already ordered and already got the publication, we won't give you the publication again, so we'll say already delivered in this particular example. Okay. On slide 38, the Shop C-Series primary page for CBPDO is very similar to the ServPack page, except you don't have to download the dialog for a CBPDO. So you have the order packing list, preparing the install, you have a CBPDO material, and then you have just the regular publications, but there's no information here. When you click on the installation information, it's basically a receive from network kind of job. So if we go to page 39, you'll see the actual job. And there are a bunch of notes that are provided where you'll have to update the sample job to specify your global zone. You'll have to specify where you want the SMP NTS file system, where it's mounted. In this case, it's /u/SMP/SMP NTS. If you're using a different Java directory path, you'd want to uncomment it out and specify what Java path you want to specify. Otherwise, you can default to whatever the normal Java home is. Again, if you want to specify where SMP is installed, you can override that as well. You can uncomment if you want to just put it into the NTS and not actually do the receive. You can uncomment out transfer only. If you need to put in firewall commands, then you're going to want to specify a client DD and specify the name of the DD as well as the client information. And I always use delete package so that the package is deleted out of the NTS after it's been received. I don't like things lying around. On slide 40, this is a continuation of that job. You'll see that this is the information that's provided from Shop C-Series. It provides you the IBM server information about the host, the user ID and password for this particular order, hashing values for this particular package, and this is information just for this order, just to download this particular order that you ordered through Shop C-Series. Okay. On slide 41, I don't specify anything here, but you can identify client information that you want to add to your job so that you can get through your firewall. Those are all the things you need to provide to provide to download a direct to host CBPDO order. Why don't we go to slide 42? And for the next couple of minutes, we'll go through what it means to actually use the server pack dialogs to download a server pack order, because I think a server pack's a little bit more interesting than a CBPDO.
Okay.
So we'll verify that the dialogs support electronic delivery, and then we'll actually show you some of the information that you'd, where you'd get it and how you'd specify it in a server pack dialog. Okay. On 43. One of the things that you'll see is that it'll tell you how big your order is. So this will tell you how much space you're going to need. It tells you how to convert it and tells you that how to calculate how many cylinders you're going to need of space in the file system. Again, we use the NTS here, so we have a relatively big NTS data set. But you could use any file system that you want to use for the server pack dialog. Since this is kind of all temporary space, we just keep it all in the NTS, and we clean it out when we're done. Okay, one of the things that you'll need to know is the order number. So the order number is specified in this note. And then there's a lot of download server information. So if you're doing a direct to host, you need to get all this information out of the email and plug it into, cut and paste it into the dialog. Okay. On slide 44, when you get into the server pack dialogs, by now hopefully everybody should see that this dialog supports electronic delivery, and so this means that you don't have to migrate the dialogs to a higher level. Slide 45, if you're doing a server order, for you can specify that you received the order from either a file system, server, or tape. In this case, we're specifying it's from a server. We're going to download it directly to the host. We get to specify some qualifier names, some volume serials that we want to use. In this case, Lucy picked her data set qualifiers for an ESP order. And you get to specify whether you want the CList to be record format VB or FB. On 46, there's additional information, again, that came from the email. This will identify the server name in Boulder, the directory, the user ID, the password, and the hash values. Based on my typing, I recommend cut and paste, but you're welcome to try to type these yourself. But cut and paste works just fine. On 47, you specify download where you want it to go, and for a new file system, you can actually provide file system name, amount point, and whether it's an HFS or ZFS. So that's all you need to specify. 48. Need to tell you whether you need any extra commands, whether you want for going through the firewall. If you specify yes, you'll be brought up something similar that you saw in the receive from network job. So on 49, you can see where you'd specify similar kinds of things for the firewall and the server. If we go to slide 50, hopefully you've seen relatively quickly that we do have a number of different offerings. You can order products through CBPDO. You could order system replace through server pack or system pack. We do have web deliverables, both product specific, whether they're SMP format or non-SMP format. So on ZOS, you can get them from the ZOS download page. All offerings have been able to support electronics for several years, so you're not bleeding edge anymore. A lot of people are doing it. Actually, it's the fastest growing method of people choosing for delivery. Electronic delivery has a lot of advantages, improved automation with tape elimination. There's no tapes to check in. It's easier to do things. You can do things in parallel for server pack. For PDO, it processes it potentially in the same day you make your order, so it saves times and reduces your costs as well as our costs. And obviously you get it faster. particularly if you're not in the United States, it avoids a lot of handling charges and delays.
Okay.
On slide 51, this chart shows a link to a number of websites that provide valuable information for WebSphere products, DeveloperWorks, offers in-depth technical knowledge. The events link on the support page points to webcast and conference information. You can visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant provides self-help modules, allow new people or new users to get on the learning curve quickly. The service request tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, or view PMRs online. My notifications is relatively new. That's a link that provides support pages to allow you to sign up for weekly email notifications of things that interest you, whether they be flashes or product updates or some service information. So hopefully that you found the conference call relatively useful. You should be able to see how things are downloaded. The one thing that I'll point out was if you get to the PDF file and you go to slide 72, you'll see that that's how you actually specify internet delivery using Shop G-Series.
Thank you, Greg, for a great presentation. At this point, Christina, we would like to open the line for questions.
Our first question comes from John Murphy from Electronic Data Systems. Sir, your line is open.
Thanks very much. And a question about ZFS and HFS. Is that anything I need to be concerned about? In terms of, I just heard you mention, you know, it can be ZFS, HFS.
So the bottom line is that we're transferring files that are binary files that are pretty much the same on any file system, whether they be, but they're Unix files. So they need to be in a file system on ZOS. The preferred file system is a ZFS file system. That's the newer one. It performs a little bit faster. HFS can also be used. It's a hierarchical file system. The HFS file system tends to be closer to like a PDFE, whereas the ZFS file system is a VSAM linear data set. So there's some VSAM cloning issues that you need to be aware of. However, typically for downloaded packages, you're not cloning them, so you don't seem to have those kinds of issues.
All right.
You just have to use a file system, and it could be either file system, and the space is the same no matter which file system you're using.
Gregory, thank you for that clarification on the difference between HFS and ZFS, and thanks for a great presentation as well.
Oh, you're welcome.
At this time, we have no further questions.
Thank you, Christina. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.